Blog Talk Radio.
From hell today.
I had one of them days yesterday, you know. So, but hey, I did get some good news. I won my battle with the state of New Mexico. I got my Medicaid back, and they gave my SSA back and everything. So, but that sucked my state senator on him. He straightened it all out for me. So, got that good news today. So, that's behind me now. So, but tell you what, there's some interesting stuff floating around on the news media and everything. What do you, Russell? What do you guys think about that movie, The Hunt, that they're coming out with? That's what's being talked about right now, and what that's about It's about liberals hunting Trump supporters and murdering and killing them. And it's supposed to be released. It's supposed to be released this week.
I saw that floating around today and stuff like that. It's just more instigating than violence. Obviously they want because, I don't understand the rationale or nothing. But as you can see about what's going on, the attacks are getting more violent up northwest where Antifa is really prevalent. And that kind of stuff. It's the next step in violence.
Here's the thing, though. They want to blame us. They want to blame Trump, but they won't blame themselves and take the responsibility for their actions.
I don't give a fuck if they blame Trump or not. I don't care less. Trump sold us out, and as soon as y'all realize that, the happiness.
I'm gonna talk about that because I was reading up. I did some more reading on the red flag law, and there is no way that red flag law is gonna get passed because he added that if they want to pass the red flag law, they have to add the stuff in there with the immigration laws, and it's not gonna get passed. I mean, you don't have to worry about that.
Trump will sign an amnesty bill just like he signed another big huge CR with no cut in spending and stuff like that.
But it has to pass the Republican
budget.
Committee. It has to pass the Republican committee, and it's not gonna happen. I already know this. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So everybody's in a frenzy. Everybody's in a frenzy over nothing.
Well, I don't.
Roger, go ahead. Sounds
like you're listening to all your Trump cultists, man.
Go ahead.
Well, Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearing, he came off like he wanted to fucking choke Feinstein. And now they're getting together on this fucking red flag bill.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't trust a goddamn one of them. I don't trust one of them.
Don't get me wrong.
They're going to push it to the limit. And it's going to get passed. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get passed.
Let's have to wait and see.
Chief Justice John Roberts will do whatever's necessary to make sure that it passes muster the Supreme Court, just like he did Obamacare. I'll bet you my last
dollar. We'll see what happens, and I've already stated if it happens, I'm turning on to the other side because this is suicide and everything, and everybody knows my feelings on this. And stuff. So, don't get me wrong, Russell. I'm not a Trump cultist. I disagree with half the stuff that he does as well, and some of the things that he does do. But I stood up late last night reading what's actually in there, and they do add shit in there that we don't realize what's in there. And that's good. And it's good to get up in there and read what's actually in there. And stuff. So I took it upon myself to do that last night. But when I saw that he added the immigration reform in there and everything, where they have to have background checks as well as some other stuff that was in there, I'm thinking there's no way that they're going to do that, especially when it comes to immigrants, to the illegals.
I'm telling you right now, we've lost the political battle for this. I don't know what happened to our president. I don't know who got to him. I don't know if it's his liberal-ass daughter and son-in-law.
I agree with you, but he
was a year ago.
We just need to wait and see, but we also need to be ready. Be on ready and be on guard, But on top of that, with this hunting movie that's coming out, all that is promoting hate, and that should be condemned as a hate crime.
Well, if you want to look at it this way, The movie is racist because there's no black people in it.
Right. I was going to say that, but you beat me to it, you know. But, you know, I've been hearing a lot of remarks and comments on it, but I'm like, now why is it the movie producer probe and everything? Why, you know, from my hearing that they're going to remove the movie off, toss it away, but I don't think so because they're supposed to release it on NBC this week. So we'll see what happens on that one. But we can also, if you guys stop and think about it, you know, I was talking to a bunch of people today, we can use a red flag law on our side as well. We could turn in a bunch of them assholes, make the phone call, use it against them.
I don't know what kind of person that is, but let's just be honest here, all right? Look at everything that's happened the last 2 years. We've been promised that the swamp was going to get drained. These people are still running around free. We were promised the border was going to be secure. They're still walking across that campus. It's going on 3 years later. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's gone to jail. They declined to press charges on Comey after the IG suggested prosecution. I mean, come on, people, wake up. You have to get hit in the face.
But, you know, what really bugs me, too, and here's what really bugs me, too, with Antifa. I don't know if you saw my earlier post, but Antifa's really promoting it out there for El Paso for this week. And for next week, actually, the 16th. And I already got a GoFundMe page going on to raise money. Now, why doesn't somebody come in and do something about that? Why can't that be considered a hate crime against our border patrols? Why don't they attack them?
Because they have too much political support. They have too much weight with the liberals and everything else. I mean,
well,
Joseph,
liberals,
you know, wake up, smell the coffee.
Because,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
they can put all the
immigration.
Yeah.
They can put all the immigration clauses they want in the red flag law. What good does it do if they don't enforce it?
Mm-hmm.
If they only enforce part of the law.
Exactly.
You see, that's what you're missing. There's over 20,000 firearm laws on the books today that they can't enforce.
Mm-hmm.
They're using it as a gun grab.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use it as a gun grab, and it's going to pass. It's going to pass. Trump's going to sign it into law because the NRA is in support of it, and it's going to pass.
Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks I'm kidding about the NRA, Virgil. I've been telling you, I actually got cussed out earlier today about it, and I said, look, why don't you call them yourself and ask them questions? Because they do support the red flag law and everything that's in it. I know for a fact because a friend of mine called them and she was on the show telling us about it, and I checked it out, and it's true. So they lost all my respect right there.
So anyway, this
they lost everything
with
me.
I mean, this is not coming to surprise anybody. I don't know if everybody signed up. Hold on to some kind of false hope or whatever like that because there's not any. We have lost the political battle. The man that we sent to Washington, D.C. to clean the swamp that we were going to stand by. What did he say a year ago when he signed that ominous CR deal? It was so bloated. He goes, I will never sign another one of these again. And what he did, he not only signed another one, but he signed one for 2 years. And don't get me wrong, but can we at least be realistic about what's going on here, people?
In my personal opinion, this is political suicide because he won't get reelected, and this is going to be a bloodbath. It's going to cause a
He's
going to
get reelected. He's going to get reelected because... He's got people you know, he's got people mesmerized like he's the next Messiah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous thing.
He's going to get reelected.
Right, and that's a dangerous thing because we keep telling people, you know, don't look up to him as a god because he's not. When you start that's when they fuck you over.
I mean,
am I right? When you start doing something that worship,
he has completely sold us out. He has completely sold us out.
But
I think that prediction that he may be the very last American president is. When this red flag law passes, I guarantee you, immediately they're going to start. Anybody what I really started using is one of the people, one of the biggest Trump supporters I know, a friend, somebody I love to death, is on medication. And that's the first people we're going to go after, anybody on medication, diagnosed with any kind of mental illness, whether it's whatever it may be, including PTSD, and they are going to move on our brothers so fast it's going to make heads spin. They're going to come directly after the veteran.
Agreed with us when we were talking to him, but as I was reading this, they can go into your medical files with astrology passing around. And they could also go in, you know, the no-knock wall, that is in there. They could kick your door in at any time. If they feel threatened, they can kill you. They don't have to have roots. It's in there. Okay.
And it's going to pass. It's going to pass.
I hope
it's
not.
You have a handful of congressmen and a handful of senators who are going to vote no on it, but it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough.
It's not. It's going to be more things because Democrats are all over this. So all you need in the Senate is 3 or 4, 5 Republicans to vote for it. And I guarantee you got at least about 2 or 3 times that. And it's going
to it's not only that.
And he's going to sign it.
You know, it's not only that, Russell. It's also the head button and the bickering and the fighting and the name calling and just everything.
Yep.
People are tired of it. They're tired of it on both sides, and they're going to use this to compromise with each other. And this is gonna be the thing that's gonna break it right there, and then they're gonna all hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
But they don't realize, and we've been.
And it's gonna go back. It's gonna go back to the way it was. The elite are gonna continue to molest children and kill children.
Meanwhile, they're gonna come
after
us.
They're going to continue to termite the Constitution amendment by amendment.
And not only that, you know, we already heard word, you know, this movie is just the beginning. We've heard word. I was watching several clips from several different, you know, Beto O'Rourke, Kamala Harris, and all them stated, we're coming after the Trump supporters next, and we're going to line them up and execute them. That came right out of their mouths. Tell me if I'm lying.
I hadn't seen that yet anywhere, but I don't doubt that in any way, shape, or form, because it's been building in this for a long time.
Well,
and we're here at the apex, and I tell you what, that's going to pass. You know what's going to happen? The same thing that happened every other time they stomped and walked on the Constitution. Not a damn thing.
Yep. Like I said, there's going to be a bloodbath, you know, and everything.
No,
but
Nobody's going to do nothing.
No.
We're a nation of pussies.
Nope. Maybe a small handful of us are, but the rest, you know, I believe that. I think you're right, you know. just like an organ. That always reminds me of organ. And you know how I feel about that.
Huh?
You know?
I'm just in a frame of mind right now. They didn't put me in a frame of mind. You know, whatever's going to happen, they're going to do what they want.
Uh-huh.
Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yep. And you just got to be prepared and ready for it, you know. And but as I keep telling everybody, the United Nations has their agenda. They got to have that agenda by the end of this year. That's why all these elites and all these Democrats are pushing us hard into a corner. If they don't meet that deadline by gathering us all up, they'll set them back for another 50 years and they'll try again. But we're gone. I'm being very serious about this. This is what it's all about. United Nations for the Earth Patrol.
I do not see the United States lasting another 10 years.
I don't even see that. I don't even see that, Virgil. Maybe 3 years. I give it 3 years. You know, if that.
Well,
like
If we really want to be honest with each other, the United States isn't anymore at this point.
We haven't had a United States in quite a few years.
Well,
we've been saying that. We said that over and over, Russell.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, but here's the thing. You know, I've been saying it. I was right about what was going to happen this month. I know I'm 100% correct on this. There is not going to be a general federal election. It's going to stop.
I can see right now, if Trump gets reelected, the red flag law passes,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, he's going to renege on all of them tax cuts, and the economy is going to go to shit.
That's why you always got to pay, you know. I get tired of repeating myself, and I'm not 100% Trump supporter or a cultist, like Russell calls me. But I agree with little of what he says, but I keep my eyes open and pay attention to what's really going on. And I have to agree with what Virgil says. Well, here's the thing.
Everybody, you don't get $7 billion bank accounts by being a fucking choir boy.
Exactly.
You got to fuck over some people.
You got to play dirty. It's a business. You play dirty.
You've got to stab people in the back, and I can tell you right now, he's stabbing us in the back, left and right. He's reneging on everything he said. Mexico was going to pay for the wall. They ain't paid a fucking dime. Like Russell said, the wall was going to get built. Them motherfuckers are still coming across carrying bedroom sets and nightstands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he produced was not border security. He produced the illusion of border security. And now, this bullshit. He can't see the writing on the wall. He can't see what's going on. And even if he does see it, he's not calling them out on it. You know, this motherfucker that did the fucking shooting in El Paso. All right. His mother went to the fucking police and complained about her son's behavior. They did nothing about it. This just came out on the news this morning. I know, you know, I do still watch Fox News because of Hannity and the other one and Judge Jeannie and them mm-hmm. and I like Tommy when she comes on, but They totally when they got rid of O'Reilly, you know, that's when I really put him on my shit list.
Right. I don't have cable, so I can't watch Fox News anyway, so
I still do watch it from time to time.
Right.
I watch Hannity and
what I do get is from you or Lucretia or somebody from Fox Post, that's about it. But what I was trying to say is, you know, when I paying attention is, you remember in the Bible it said, you know, that will bring somebody in that's going to fool everybody. Then after so many years, that person is going to ring hell for all of us. I'm kind of wondering now, could this be it? Could this be what's going to happen?
I don't know.
You know,
he's not the president we first elected. He's not the president we first elected.
Could they have gotten to him and cloned? He has the power.
He has the power to clean this up, and he's not using it for some reason.
Well, my question is, do you think maybe they assassinated him and they replaced him with a clone?
Yeah. I don't think they're that good yet.
You know, these are questions that go through my mind all the time, because we know some of those are some of those are actually real human beings in my book. You know, but here's the thing.
Well, I have questions.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I have questions like that run through my mind too. Like, you know, how does a dragon blow out cannons? What were you saying?
But now what I was going to say is, you know, because even the Bible talks, there would be like 3 or 4 years of peace before all hell breaks loose. That, you know, makes me stop and think back to that. Could this be it? You know, is this going to be what's going to, you know, who knows? That's why I say you got to pay attention to the signs and see what's going on. But, you know, we could be easily fooled. You know, and stuff. So, but I agree with what Virgil says too. I don't trust a damn one of them. I really don't.
No, because there is no logical explanation other than what he said on the show repeatedly. Is the corrupt, don't indict the corrupt or convict the corrupt, all right? I said all along, all these suckers are going to walk. We said it over and over. What's happening? They're all walking. Nobody's being prosecuted. We've had these shootings. Now we have Virgil said earlier.
Oh,
nobody's talking about the $16 billion in missing $16 billion in Elijah Cummings.
Nobody's talking about Epstein and Pizzagate.
Nobody's talking about the treason and the American people being the fucking sheep they are.
Yeah.
Their attention span is
here
somewhere.
Look at our good friend. Well, look at our good friend Julian Assange, who actually was back in the sector for a while when he, you know, nobody's talking about him. What happened to him?
Who?
Julian Assange. Remember when I met him, when I was in contact with him?
Julian was helping us.
Remember he was helping us promote the show and everything and backing us up, and lost contact with him and everything. And then, you know, then he got arrested and stuff. But, you know, what about him? Nobody's talking about him. Is he still alive?
Yeah, and the judge ruled that him publishing that stuff was perfectly okay. But yet the government still got him tucked away somewhere in a black box.
But, you know, this is just all gross away from all that, but you really have to really see what the real deal is, you know. And I've been looking for it, and I can't find it yet, you know. But
the real deal is... The real deal is fucking lost. We lost. We're lost.
You know, I don't think we lost.
Did Virgil
yet. 100%
right?
Yeah,
we are now in the category of ISIS and the Taliban. We're the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. That's why they want to come after us and execute us. Because Hillary didn't get elected to finish that job, so they want to pick that up. You know, I saw and heard that. I got to give it to Obama.
They gave him a job to do and he did it. They gave him a job to do and he did it.
He fucked us over, America. Sure did, didn't
we? Yeah, the battle, like I said, I have no reason to believe there's any hope for any justice of any kind. At this point in time, I am 80% convinced that we've lost the battle and nobody's going to stand up and do anything. So
it's like you always say, Russell, they can walk, they can talk the talk, but they can't do the walk. They're scared.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're going to see it on the news, just like you saw it in Australia. You're going to see these big dumpsters going to the scrapyard.
Yep.
And they're going to dump them out, and it's going to be guns going in the chop saw.
Yep.
And it's going to be just like Australia.
Yep. So, you know. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know if we can count on our military or not. I mean, you know, because I still hear that they're willing to back us up and everything, but who knows? Just like I said, who the fuck do you trust? I don't cuss very much, but this is how upset I am. Who the fuck can you trust after?
Well,
and the show's rated R, so you can say whatever you want.
Well, I don't trust not a goddamn one of them. The only one I would say I put my trust in, and you don't see him no more, and that's why I'm going to say I trust him, that's General Mattis.
Yeah. He's been very quiet behind the lines. He doesn't know what he's planning or what he's up to, you know. And the other one I trust is Jesus Christ.
Russell and I served under General Mattis before he was General Mattis.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always a straight shooter. So I don't know what the fuck he's got planned, but whatever he's got planned, I tell you what, I'm going with him.
Yeah.
Right. I'm to a point, honest truth, I'm to a point to where if this really happens the way it happens, I'm going to pull the plug on this radio show. I'll pull the plug, you know, because it's like we tried our best. That'll be the time when I give up.
Well, you know, as Virgil was saying, if there is any hope for America standing up, it would probably pass squarely on General Mattis' shoulders. If he's even involved at that point anymore, who knows? But I agree with Virgil 100%. If General Mattis pulled out a call to arms, I guarantee you, this probably be a quarter to half a million boots hit the ground immediately.
Mm-hmm. And that order will come.
Nobody's
paying attention. Why else would he be quiet behind the sideline? You know, we don't know.
If he's still alive. if he's still alive, if they ain't ghosted the motherfucker.
So who knows?
Like that old, like that old man in Tennessee said, in the movie Shooter, you know, he might be buried in unmarked graves outside of Terralingua.
right. But here's the thing, America, is for those around the world that's listening, we haven't lost hope in ourselves. It's just we've lost hope in the people that's close to service. That's where we've lost our hope at, and everything. So, who do we depend on? Well, I depend on Virgil Russell. I know, I'll be right there beside him when that time comes. That's not a question. That's a definite. I know you guys will be too, and everything when the time comes. But how many else is willing to do it?
Well, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Some of us have worked on it for years, tried to organize something between all these different groups and militia and stuff like that, and it's just it's like trying to herd cats. Everybody's John Wayne or fucking Rambo, and it's their way is the best way.
I've
experienced that thing. I've experienced that three times with three different militia groups. And it is just so frustrating to try and get people to listen. You know, it's real easy to go out with a fucking 4x4 piece of cardboard and two 2x2 sticks and put up a target and shoot the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when you try to get to train them, okay, I want you to crawl. I'm going to be right behind you with this rifle shooting over your head while you crawl. Oh, no, you're not going to do that with me. Oh, no.
That's
well,
how they did
it. What the fuck?
That's how they did it. That's how they did it. Military training, Virgil.
What the fuck do you think that other son of a bitch is going to be throwing at you?
Exactly.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well,
just a simple process of trying to teach these motherfuckers concealment, cover, and target acquisition is like, it's like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pulling teeth.
That's like the drill sergeant tells you. You know, if you're gonna raise that ass up while you're crawling, you're gonna get it shot off. Put it in your head.
You know, and you try and teach them. You send them out. All right, flanking positions. Move forward. Watch. Always protect the man to your left. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You watch. Okay. You fire a round in the air. They turn around. What the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
What the fuck are you worried about me doing? Your ass is supposed to be flat out on that fucking ground when you hear a round go off.
Yep. Same thing, I went through it when I went to boot camp. Okay. And I was scared shitless, but I understood afterwards.
Simple little things like, all right, you get behind cover. What do they want to do? They want to put their chest against the cover, their rifle outside, sticking way outside, and they want to expose too much of themselves. No. Your cover is the length of your rifle. You cover yourself. You come out. Pop, pop, pop. You recover. Pop, pop, pop. You recover. Pop, pop, pop. You recover. If you got your rifle sticking out past your cover, you can't duck back there. You risk getting your rifle hit, your hand shot off, your head fucking blown up.
Yep.
But you can't explain that to them.
Yep.
You cannot explain that to them.
let's frame it hand to hand.
I just told them all, I'm better off on my own. You motherfuckers ain't getting me killed.
It's like a good example. It's like Trish. She knows, you know, if we ever get in a situation, I've told her, yell hand to hand at me. Oh, that'll kick in.
Yeah.
You know, I took on four guys. I had four guys hit me up one time.
There's too much. There's too much hesitation. There's too much hesitation and there's too much hard-headedness.
You know,
to train some people. They won't listen. They just won't listen.
Well, they want to go after and be Rambo, Virgil. They think they're Rambo.
Well, like Russell said, they want to go buy a $3,000 rifle and don't want to get 50 cents worth of training.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a guy today, actually, in the militia group, and he was cussing me out.
Virgil, the good part of that is we'll be coming up behind him and picking up those rifles and putting them in
the
Oh, yeah.
And they're packed, you know. That they're not going to use, but as I got into an argument with a guy today.
I could use a set of them $500 combat boots.
Right.
Yeah.
So that and a grenade pack or whatever they have strapped around the waist and everything else, you know. But I was arguing with a guy.
Let me tell you something, Joseph. If I ever see one of them idiots with a fucking grenade belt around his fucking waist, I'm getting as far away from that motherfucker as possible.
Yeah, that's... because you don't know. You never know if that thing's been just sitting there waiting to go off.
I see a motherfucker with thermite canisters or CS canisters strapped to him, one of these ignorant motherfuckers that I've been around, I'm getting as far away from that motherfucker as possible.
Right.
Because the only thing you're going to be able to, because I'm going to tell you what right now, the only thing you're going to be able to do for that son of a bitch when the shooting starts is put barbecue sauce on him.
Yep. That's true. But, I don't know, I argued with a guy back and forth today who was in the militia Southern Command, and I'm like, I was questioning him because he's had a more liberal than he did anything else, and I'm like, dude, are you sure you belong in the militias? I go, you don't make sense. What makes you so smart? And I'm like, because I've been around people that I've learned from and know what to spot. And he sounded to me like he don't belong in the bushes. I go, in fact, especially
any one of them, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, for saying this, because one of our good friends is all off into this, especially anyone that is following this Q shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't even follow Q. I'm sorry, but I don't. I've tried to understand it, but I'm sorry, but... A lot to be mean, but I agree, Virgil. I don't even follow that. I don't get it.
I mean, it's just total bullshit. You know, I'd put more faith in that Mayan shit than I put in Q.
Yep. Well, I trust the group Anonymous before I trust Q. I know, you know, I got some good feeds off them.
You haven't heard from Anonymous in a very long time.
Have you noticed that?
And we haven't heard from that guy in WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard the guy, you know, the WikiLeaks,
Julian.
The Epstein,
Julian, Epstein.
Like Russell said, all of this special investigator supposed to, Bill Barr supposed to be, they're supposed to be so scared of him and everything,
mm-hmm.
supposed to find that shit out,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of this just got sidelined.
Mm-hmm.
It just altogether got sidelined.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and on purpose. Do you think these mass shootings are goes over with? It's going to get worse in a couple of weeks. Next couple of weeks,
and
it's going to be way more.
And that is why the red flag law is going to pass.
Hold on. We got Carmelita on here, I believe. Hey,
the next one. The next one. The next one. the next mass shooting is going to be at a school, at a church, or worst of the worst, it's going to be at a football game when people are waiting in line to get in the stadium.
Well, word has that this next mass shooting may take place either in Alabama or Florida. My bet's on Alabama.
And I can pretty much bet if it's at Alabama, it's going to be during a football game.
Yep.
It's going to be the people outside tailgating or waiting to get in the stadium to see the game or whatever. And some idiot's going to come along with an AK-47 and cut loose.
Yep.
And you're not only going to see a red flag law, you're going to see an assault weapons ban.
Yep. Oh, they're doing that already with
Civil War. It's going to be a civil war, guys. That's what's happening. We're just in the last phase. We're in the last phase of
well,
it. Well,
the thing
it's
is, Carmelita, like Russell said, in order to have a civil war, you got to have people willing to fight. And we don't see anybody willing to fight other than a few, a handful.
No, I think there's a lot more than we know. I really do. Sometimes, you know, I mean, you think about it. You're retired, okay? You don't always want to show your colors. You just don't. That's the whole part of recon. You got to stay silent. You got to stay silent. You got to stay in the shadows. How do you win if you don't stay in the shadows? I mean, you've got to have your strategy in place.
Well, like Russell has said many times, okay, sure, you can dress a bunch of people up. You can give them weapons, this, that, and the other. But when the shooting starts, you know where you're going to find them? Laying on the side in the fetal position, hollering they want their mommy.
Yeah, but see, that's why you have to keep your network tight, your network of individuals tight, and you have to be training them. These people have to be willing
to show up like a weekend drill. In order to train, you have to have people willing to listen to the experienced people, and we don't have that. We have a bunch of guys with chips on their shoulders, and they want to run everything, and they want to be John Wayne and Rambo and all of this. They think this shit is like in the movies. It's not. It's not. And
but when
try
John
to explain
Wayne and
it
Rambo
to them,
get knocked down, they'll get knocked down. And the thing is, those who have the experience will be the ones who are running the show. And I mean, I believe there are a lot of people they're in the shadows right now, and that is the best recon you could do is keep your strategy, keep a low profile, keep your strategy clear, keep it amongst those within your circle, and I mean, there's training going on in different places, but if you throw that up,
if you throw that up, you're drawing attention. I'm gonna tell you what. You got those that are not going to get in the fetal position, but they're going to be worse than the motherfuckers you fighting against. They're going to go into panic firing, and they're going to shoot any fucking thing that moves, including you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's why I said choose wisely. And I mean, I think, I'll tell you what, the majority of the people that I know, they're veterans, or they're about to become veterans, and you know, I've got a lot of people that are coming up for retirement in the next 2 years because they're dropping their packets. They're like done. But I'm telling you,
Russell,
a lot of individuals out there.
I heard
he
snoring.
Fell asleep.
Russell, did you fall asleep?
He's asleep.
I hear snoring. You guys hear snoring?
he sound asleep.
Russell.
He's asleep.
Oh, my God. Russell, there's a naked girl coming through your room right now.
Russell,
there's naked
girls
They got naked girls knocking on your door, man.
Russell, there's a chick there. She's about a 40 triple D, 28 waist. Come on now, wake up.
I'll put him on.
Damn.
You.
Look at that. You talking about fetal position? Shit, he's falling asleep. Come on, wake him up.
Poor guy, he's been working hard, but that's the second time he's fallen asleep on his show story. But that's like I was telling Virgil earlier, Carmelita. I got into it with a guy today who was all gun ho, this and that. and everything. And I called him out, and he sounded more like a liberal than he did anything else, because he's like, well, you know, you guys aren't, you guys didn't defend Obama this, Obama that. And I'm like, wait, wait a minute. Are you sure you belong, you're in the right militias? You know, and stuff. And yeah, I never got an answer out of him.
No, because the thing is, that's another thing. You have to be very careful as to whom you bring in. You have to be very careful as to whom you bring in. Because
it's
just like down
for.
In the Middle East, you know. Yeah, it's just like down in the Middle East. And sometimes, you know, you're gonna find yourself alone. Let me tell you what. I would rather be high ground in an area where I know many people don't go. And believe me, there's plenty around here because many folks just don't like heights. Me, I don't care. And if you got to dig in and it's just you and your family, then guess what? It's you and your family. Because when it comes down to the wire and it comes down to your life or you know, your best friend's life, if my best friend's going to turn on me, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to shoot my best friend.
Yep.
I would.
Well,
I would have to do it.
It's
survival.
It's like this, Carmelita. Okay. Now, you got people that go into the gun stores, pawn shops, whatever, and they see, oh, I saw that rifle on this movie or that movie or this one, I want to buy it. Okay, never shot anything in their life, not even a slingshot. Okay, these people go in. They put $1,000 down. They walk out the goddamn door with this fucking thing, and the next thing you know, they're at the shooting range trying to load the fucker, and they done shot somebody in the leg. I've seen it happen a dozen times. If I seen it happen once, I've seen it happen a dozen times. Okay, now I'm all in favor of people being orientated and educated before they are able to buy a firearm. I don't see that as an infringement. I do not see that as an infringement. If I owned a gun store and somebody came in there and I can clearly see, you can spot them a mile off, that he has never fired an AR-15 in his life, never held one in his hand, he would have to break that rifle down in front of me and put it back together.
That's how it is in North Carolina. In North Carolina, when they hand you a weapon over the counter, you've got to clear that weapon right there in front of them. You got to clear that weapon. They want to see you clear that weapon. You don't clear that weapon in front of them, and you're just – they know – those guys down there know. If you don't know, they know you don't know your shit. You know, you clear the rifle right there in front of them. They hand you a weapon over that counter, clear it. Make sure there's nothing in the chamber. Now, if you don't know how to do that, then you hand the weapon back, man. Hand the weapon back. Go take yourself some courses.
That,
get educated on
that. That right there, you know, I'll put that in the standard of North Korea with a nuclear weapon. You know, you just manufactured a weapon of mass destruction. And I don't see it as infringement as a person getting educated in the fire. You know, what are you going to buy? Okay, you're going to have to get some orientation done. You're going to have to do this. I don't see that as infringement. I see that as safety for me.
Yeah.
And safety for everybody else.
Before you can get a concealed weapons permit, you've got to go to the provost marshal on base. Let me tell you what they did. We had to go to the provost marshal. From the provost marshal, then we had to go to the sheriff's office. And they already have our fingerprints on file or DNA anyway, in case we got blown up and shit. Then you still have to go to the sheriff's office, get fingerprinted there and everything. Then you got to go through all these questionnaires and all that. Then you got to go through the course. After you complete the course and you actually make good on the course, then guess what? Then you can, you know, you get your concealed weapons permit. It's that simple. But the fact remains, you know, I feel that, honestly, I just feel that these red flag laws, it does. It's a backdrop for more gun grabbing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if an individual is going to kill, they are going to find a way to kill. Bottom line. They're going to find a weapon by any means.
You are going to see the red flag law passed along with an assault weapons ban pass before the end of the year.
Well, let me tell you what. They cannot make individuals who already own assault weapons because they can't do it. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not going to happen.
Bullshit.
It's not going to happen. People aren't going to turn them in. They do not have enough firepower. They do not have enough resources to do this. They just don't. They don't, and they know it. So what do? You put the fear. You put fear in people. And that is what they're doing. The media is placing fear in the hearts of individuals. All this nonsense.
Hold on, Russell. Your mic's all screwed up. You sound like you're a mile away.
Hey, is that better?
Oh, yeah. It's better than
that's better. You woke up?
Okay.
You woke up?
How was that now?
Yes, man.
I told you that Triple D girl was over top of your head.
they're going to do it. They're going to do it, and they're not going to come for everybody's gun at one time. They're going to use your red flag law and whatever other message they have handy, and they're going to come one person at
but
a time.
But Schumer's
no
not for it.
Stand up.
But
Schumer's pissed off right now.
You also have this, Carmelita. You're going to have a line of people marching to their local police department, and they're going to turn their guns in.
Yeah, well, they're fucking idiots then, okay? Well, then, you know what? Then to all the fucking idiots out there in the world, I'm saying this right now. If y'all hear me, you're fucking idiots, okay? You might as well just turn your weapon on yourself. Because all you're doing is you're giving in to a fucking socialist, communist country, and you're going to sit by and watch your family starve to death. Or, God forbid,
they
need emergency surgery.
They're going to go to all the sporting goods stores, all of the pawn shops, and they're going to pull them yellow pieces of paper with your name, address, social security number on there, and this, that, and the other. And they're going to send you a nice letter saying that they know you got an AR-15, AK-47, M-14, SETME, or whatever your choice is. And they're going to give you the option to turn it in yourself, or they're going to send the people to your door.
Well, God bless them and good luck,
And a lot of people are going to walk right in. And they're going to set them on the desk, and they're going to walk out and shake their hand, and they're going to do it. That's why all my rifles are 80% receivers. I have no paperwork on them.
Well, I know nothing about paperwork. I'm sorry. I have no idea what they're even talking about. I don't know no paperwork. I don't know nothing. But let me tell you what,
What's going to happen if you try that? If they can't get the weapon away from you, they're going to get you away from the weapon.
Yep.
Well, hey, who says I have any weapons?
They're going to send you to Motel Fed.
I'm fucking Puerto Rican. Well, we deal with knives, okay? We carry machetes. There you go. Yeah. Prove me wrong. Okay, there isn't jack shit.
See, under
in
the red
my,
flag
there's
law,
nothing in my home.
The
there's nothing in my
law,
home.
Then, well,
I'll give them a guided tour.
They don't need.
I'll give them a guided tour
in your home. They don't need.
I'll give them a guided tour through my home.
All they need is suspicion that you have access to a firearm, and they're going to remove you from that access, and they're going to put you in Club Fed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been under a psych eval before. That's an easy thing to pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hide my records, and like I said, I'm a law-abiding citizen. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Believe me, I have an attorney on standby, and the fact of the matter is, I'll be happy to escort them all through my home. Good luck. God bless. God bless you. Good luck. That's all I can say. Come on down. Plenty of you officers have already been in my home before. I mean, for God's sake, y'all were here when my baby girl was dying in my house. Motherfuckers took forever to get here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were quick to put the teeth up, though. I mean, but you know what? I'm telling
you. A lot of people.
I believe I'm going to have faith.
A lot of people got a lot of negative things.
I got to have faith in my
best friend. A lot of people got a lot of negative things to say about Louisiana. But I'm so glad I live in Louisiana.
I love Louisiana. I think Louisiana is awesome. When I was stationed in Louisiana, I mean, granted, I did get in trouble one night because I did sneak out in the back of a trunk when I was off, you know, I wasn't supposed to leave the base. But that was a fun time. That's all I got to say. But I woke up in the wrong barracks. So, yeah. That was weird. But, you know, I mean, I loved it down there. And the thing is, see, I'm not, you know, I can survive in the woods. I can survive killing my own food. I can survive cleaning and gutting it, whatever, you know? And, I mean, as long as I can survive out there, let me tell you what. I don't have much left. I really don't. I have my husband who's all the way across God knows where, okay? And I have my son.
If y'all think, Venezuela is bad. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, people. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. New York to California is going to be like Venezuela in this country within the next 10 years if shit don't fucking change.
They're already there. New York is so bad, it's pathetic. I have friends leaving New York left and right. People are leaving California left and right. Shit, my ass will pack up and go to Bora Bora, okay? Fucking come to my island.
Drinking Mai Tais.
I'll be drinking Mai Tais wherever all the shit's going down.
The cancer called socialism. The cancer called socialism is steadily eating this country like a flesh-eating bacteria.
Well, it is. But the thing is, I'm going to keep having faith because I have to believe. I have to keep believing that there are people. I know there are people out there, people that have strategy, people that are, they are ready. They are ready. You know, we just have a lot of, the media is feeding fear and terror and all this bullshit. And, I mean, I have seen this. I had to do PSYOP.
Well, they found
military.
A platform. They have found a platform now with the El Paso shooting. They have found a platform, and they are pulling both barrels on it. And the platform is racism because of that bullshit manifesto.
Well, according to what I just read, a young man that actually met with Trump and his wife when he was visiting those who were injured and in critical condition down there, he gives a whole different story. And I'm reading all this shit on Spreely because Facebook won't put up the truth. Facebook won't all the media. I went right to Spreely, and this guy gave his own interview. And that's the one thing
I like about
Spreely.
If you can convince military age males to snort condoms, eat laundry detergent, and suck each other's dicks, you can convince them to do any fucking thing.
Yeah, they've been sucking dicks in the wind long before that, okay? They just kept that shit hidden. Believe me. My gaydar is dead on. I knew a lesbian from a lesbian and a faggot from a faggot. I don't care. I was went in and
well,
night, trust me, when I went in the military, I've seen plenty of them, and that's not bloody underwear. And then all of a sudden, that old don't ask, don't tell went out the window. Now you got people wanting to wear dresses. Now, look, I get it. People are fucked up. I think all these vaccinations they're giving these children are fucking them up. You know, I literally watched a total meltdown by my 6-year-old grandson, and I'm looking at him today like, okay, this child's like insane. That's exactly what I said too. I'm like, he is insane.
Well, as far as that, you know, I've been a lesbian trapped in a man's body for 56 years.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. I mean, I ain't going to lie. You know, I ain't got no shame in my game. Not, you know, I dated a woman and I married a man. So I had the best of, you know, I tried both sides of that fence. And women are fucking nuts.
Tell me about it. We got to go to a 10-minute break and we'll be back here a little bit. But
all right.
Callers,
well, Joseph, look, I got to get up early in the morning.
All right. You guys
want to
call
us on that truck? I got to leave out.
Man.
I got to.
All right.
I gotta pull four batteries. I gotta pull four batteries out of my Freightliner and replace them tomorrow, and that's not an easy job.
Yep, that's true.
God.
Okay, we'll go ahead and close it early and everything. But tune in Monday night and everything. And I tell you what, you guys just need to keep your eyes open and you know just be ready for anything.
Next time I call in, it'll be from McCook, Nebraska.
I'm going to look at a cabin, guys, on 5 acres of land. I'm going to look at a cabin this weekend for five acres of land, and it's $25,000. Yep.
Where at?
It's in North Carolina.
Okay.
I'll be in the middle of the motherfucking woods, so at least you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll survive.
Kicks biggest
pennies.
Kicks biggest
right,
pennies.
I mean, if they would allow me to buy a lion cub, I'd be good to go.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and call
midnight.
It tonight, then. And y'all be good. Be careful out there, Virgil. We'll see y'all Monday night.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Get a good
night
sleep,
Russell.
Hey, Dad, hung up.